This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The president of Ukraine signed an economic agreement with the European Union today. Back in November, his predecessor sparked an international crisis when he declined to sign a deal with Europe, opting instead for closer ties to Russia. So 7 months, one toppled presidency, and an invasion later, what will Ukraine get from this deal with Europe? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Yulia Drozd is a freelance reporter who lives in Kiev. We reached her at a cafe near the main square there after news of the agreement broke.
This is just a sign that the USSR period came to an end in Ukraine, and this is a point of no return, you know? So this is just a joy, a complete joy.
Drozd says many Ukrainians see the deal as confirming their European identity and destiny. The economics, not as much.
Not really many people understand association with the EU from the economic point of view.
But economists say there will be significant changes as European tariffs on Ukrainian goods go down. Anders Osland is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The calculations are that this would increase Ukraine's exports altogether by 50% over 5 years or so, and increase gross domestic product in the same period by 12%.
Osland says the agreement also commits Ukraine to reforming more than 60 state agencies and adopting hundreds of laws aimed at fighting endemic corruption and raising standards. There may be costs to all of this as Ukrainian businesses face competition and reform. Alexander Clement directs Russia research at Eurasia Group. He says this means one of the biggest risks moving forward is people's high expectations.
The benefits of this agreement are over the medium to long term, and people's frustrations with agreements of this kind can come in the immediate to short term.
Ukraine's political challenges, then, are far from over, and there is still the question of what Russia will do. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.